Travelers who enjoy setting sail on luxurious cruises might need to tweak their travel plans. As the cruise industry rebounds from the pandemic, several European ports are reconsidering allowing large cruise ships into their waters due to concerns about overtourism and environmental impacts. The Transport and Environment Organization has shed light on an alarming issue. In 2022, cruise ships in Europe produced sulfur dioxide, a harmful pollutant, at a rate 4 times that of all cars on the continent. This level even surpassed the emissions before the COVID-19 pandemic. This revelation might have travelers questioning the environmental responsibility of their chosen mode of travel. For destinations such as Venice, Italy, the effect of these gigantic cruise ships are more than just environmental. The massive influx of tourists strain local resources, affecting not only residents, but the overall travel experience. Venice took the bold step in 2021 to prohibit large cruise ships from anchoring in its core areas, citing damage to the iconic city's historic structure and canals. A representative from the Cruise Line International Association expressed support for this decision, suggesting a willingness among cruise companies to adapt to new norms. However, travelers should note that without alternative docking areas outside Venice's lagoon, many cruises are still stopping there despite the ban. It's not just Venice that's pushing back. In Barcelona, Spain, measures have been introduced to mitigate the impact of overtourism. By 2026, the city will only allow cruises to operate from the Adocet Wharf. Similarly, in Marseille, France, local residents have expressed their concerns, leading to tightened restrictions in other Mediterranean cities such as Santorini, Greece, and Dubrovnik, Croatia. Travelers looking to embark from or visit Amsterdam, Netherlands, might also face changes. The city's council recently voted to close its cruise terminal, aiming to curb pollution and reduce the swarm of tourists. Relocating the terminal outside of the city's heart seems to be the most feasible solution. For travelers who love the convenience and luxury of cruises, these changes might mean having to rethink itineraries or even choose alternative modes of travel. Moreover, even if they dock, the number of passengers disembarking and spending in these European cities appears to be on the decline. A study from Bergen, Norway shows that almost 40% of passengers choose to remain on board the cruise ship. The evolving dynamics between European ports and the cruise industry is a clear sign that travel is undergoing significant changes. As environmental and social concerns become paramount, travelers need to be adaptable, informed, and responsible. Choosing to cruise in the future might come with more considerations than just the itinerary and onboard amenities.